Barrett says the state could save almost $340 million by creating one giant healthcare purchasing pool that includes not only all state workers, but city and county workers and technical school employees. Barrett's campaign estimates this pool could total nearly 400,000 people, and even more if employees' children and spouses enroll. He says those kinds of numbers would give the state leverage to bargain for lower costs with HMOs. Barrett says the state could save another $200 million by encouraging people who receive their health care through BadgerCare Plus to choose lower-cost HMOs. The moves are just the largest from a list of several plans Barrett released at a state Capitol news conference. He says they're an example of how he has specific ideas for how to deal with the state budget shortfall.
If I were to stand before you and say, well, we're going to achieve all of the savings simply by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, then you'd have right to be cynical. But we're trying to identify in the real world real programs with real dollars attached to it where we believe we can achieve savings. Will we be able to hit all these? I would be surprised if we did. Do we want to hit most of them? Absolutely.
Barrett concedes that these plans alone won't close the state's budget deficit next year, which is projected to be more than $2 billion, even if state agency spending stays the same and taxes are flat. Barrett's Republican opponents questioned his sincerity and said the plan was reminiscent of what Governor Jim Doyle proposed when he first ran for governor in 2002. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.